Today marked yet another wide awakening for Occupy Tampa protesters as police officers woke up sleeping activists and told them to pack their belongings and sit up. A protester named Scott said that he would not be moved.
We have a right to be out here and have water. We have a right to be out here. We're not bums. We're not homeless people. I have keys in my pocket to an apartment.
But why don't you go to it?
Because I'm out here exercising my First Amendment right to assemble with my comrades and discuss problems in the government. That if there may be a problem in the government, which I think there is a problem in the government, if the government is telling me that I can't exercise my right. Now, if you want to move me, you can move me. Because you've moved me before. But this time, you're going to have to use physical force, because I'm not going to be told what to do anymore.
It's all right.
Talk to our representatives.
Whenever they meet, we're coming to them.
But even though there have been no arrests to date, about 30 protesters marched to Tampa City Hall to voice their grievances about having no place to sleep except the sidewalk. Captain Brian Dugan told City Council he has been one of several officers to make sure the protesters were not sleeping after 6 in the morning.
When we go out there and we wake them up, tell them it's time to get up. You know, I liken it to a bit like trying to get a teenager out of bed to go to school. It takes us several times to get them up and get them moving.
Police told protesters they would be allowed to keep belongings if they followed a list of rules. That means police will look the other way regarding City Code 22-8, which prohibits placing anything on the pavement.
It is not on a city letterhead. It's a plain white piece of paper right. With some rules and tips. We use it as a way of giving them a warning. You know, as you know, ignorance of the law is not a defense, but we try to work with people. Just like we've done with the panhandling ordinance, the red light violations. You know, we try to work with people, be reasonable, warn them, educate them. I think we've done an excellent job on that. I've been very proud of our police department and the way the officers have handled this situation. We use that as a way to warn them.
Speaking against their occupation during public comment, resident Christopher Kohler joined Captain Dugan in claiming that it is hard to understand how somebody can be exercising their free speech while they sleep.
We've got the Republican National Convention coming, so we've got to find a way that people can properly protest and have their voices heard, but without occupation. The word occupation on its face is not a protest, it's taking over an area, and I think it's inappropriate. Let's find either a street that we can block off that people can protest in during the proper daylight hours and allow them to have their say.
Occupy Tampa protester Tim Summers said the movement isn't all about Tampa.
We've taken all the steps to stay in compliance with the laws. We've done this so that the city of Tampa can show the rest of the United States that this can be done peacefully. We don't need reckless arrests, things that are going to impede our movement. I want you to keep in mind that this isn't just a typical protest. This is a movement, okay? This is a global movement. This is something that we are going to be a part of, and we need your support on.
Councilmember Mary Mulhern asked City Attorney Jim Schimberg whether there is any city code that says sidewalk sleeping is illegal.
It doesn't specifically say people. There's some discussion as to whether it means people or not. So we've been trying to interpret that.
Is there anywhere in our code that does say that? That's my question. That references people.
And sidewalks?
Yeah.
Not specifically people and sidewalks.
And my thought is that you don't do that because it is a sidewalk.
City code prevents assemblies from blocking the sidewalk so that people may freely pass. Protesters have kept a 4 to 6 foot wide space open on the sidewalk. Code also prevents placing objects on the sidewalk, but Mulhern wasn't convinced that put the protesters at fault.
There's an ordinance that talks about not having things or objects in the sidewalk. You know, but that could be a sleeping bag. It could be.
I'm not a lawyer, but I kind of don't find that to equate people with tables.
Right. I'm saying we haven't done that.
You know, corporations are people. People are tables. Right. I don't, you know.
And since the police have already tolerated sidewalk slumber parties, and they claim that is generous interpretation of the code, Mulhern wondered why they won't just let them use the park.
I think you could interpret it as quite an exception to our code and to the public safety to allow people to sleep in the sidewalk. Has there been discussion about maybe instead a more safe option might be to allow them to, if we're going to allow people to sleep, allow them to sleep in the park, not on the sidewalk.
City Council member Harry Cohen was not convinced.
I'm not for opening up the parks to sleeping at night. I don't think that's a step in the right direction for the city. And I don't think that there's been any demonstration that that is something that is going to be in the overall interest of the general public. So, again, I'll be anxious to hear what people have to say, but I'm not inclined to think that that's a good idea.
Most Occupy Tampa members had to wait until the end of the meeting this afternoon to speak to council. City Council requested an update at their meeting on November 3rd regarding interactions between Tampa police and the protesters. They also want recommendations from the police, legal, and parks department. For WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton in Tampa.